Once we get through all of this stuff, let's assume for a second that we're in a position, Mark, where you're making the decision. You're the guy. Okay? Or we've gone through the committee, and I found out all the committees are and all the pains are for the committees. We're somewhere prior to the date where you make the decision. And now we're setting up the date where you're going to make the decision. With me? Okay, Mark, I think I understand where we've been in this process and where we're going. And it's finally time for me to come out and do the dog and pony show. Is that kind of where we are? Now that I've got all this information? Everybody with me? If I hear you correctly, what you're asking me to do is to come out and solve your pain. Is that right? Okay. Write this down, guys. This is really important. Tell them what your perception is of what they're expecting you to do. And it's not to come out and talk to them about long-term care. It's not to come out and talk about putting in a living trust. It's the reason we're getting together is you want me to solve your pain. And the pains were boom, 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 boom. Mark, the other thing that you're asking me to do is to solve those pains within this budget of, what was the budget again? And it repeats the budget. Okay. Mark, I'm going to be prepared to do that, as well as I'm going to be prepared to answer all of your questions. All right? That's what you can expect of me when I show up next Tuesday. Is that what you want me to do? Okay. Get an agreement. Get everybody to say, this is what I'm going to do, and that's what you want me to do. Great. When I come out next Tuesday, I'm going to start this process. I'm going to start to show you our solutions to the pain. We're going to talk about the budget, and I'm going to be answering all your questions. And as we're going through that, okay, Mark, one or two things are going to be going through your head. One of those things is, this makes a whole lot of sense. Or you're going to be thinking, I don't think this fits. This isn't what I want. One of those two things are going to be going through your head. When I finish answering all of your questions, and with my presentation, Mark, I'm going to ask you which one of those two you were thinking. What objections do you have to that process?
None.
That's why this step, guys, is a critical step in creating urgency and really qualifying the prospect. When you tell your prospect that you're coming back out to make this presentation, answer all their questions, and you expect them to tell you what they've been thinking, either yes, this makes a whole lot of sense, or no, it doesn't. Isn't that a little bit softer, Joe, than what we were doing before? Before we used to say, tell me yes or tell me no. Mm-hmm. Really what we're asking people to do now is, when you're sitting there listening to me tell you all this stuff, Ron, we're making the presentation, you're going to be thinking one or two things. You're going to be thinking this makes a whole lot of sense. Or are you going to be thinking, nah, this doesn't make any sense? Either one's okay. But what I'm going to expect of you is to tell me which one you're thinking. So not only did I make sure I understood what Mark wanted me to do, does Mark have a clear understanding of what I want him to do? Does he have a clear understanding of what his job is? And then I said, what objections do you have to that process? And he said, none. And when he says none, you say, are you sure? Are you sure, Mark?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I just want to make sure I'm clear as to what's going to happen next week. And if I come out and solve your problem and do it within your budget, answer all your questions, and if what everything we talked about makes sense, we're going to move forward and do business together. If what we talk about doesn't make sense, you're going to tell me no. Right?
Right.
Okay. I gave him three opportunities to bail out of the deal. I don't know, guys, if we can get commitment any stronger than that. Mark has to be a remarkable liar to get through all that. Now, to safeguard yourself, Joe, what happens when we show up next Tuesday at 2 o'clock? How do we start the meeting?
Review pain. Review budget.
Review budget.
And review commitment.
Review the commitment step. If I understood this right, Mark, what we agreed to last week was my job is to solve your problem, do it within the budget, and then you're going to be thinking, well, this makes sense or doesn't make sense, and when we finish, you're going to tell me yes or no. Is that where we are?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Nothing's changed?
Nothing's changed.
Should we start?
Let's go.
Go.